This is the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org to find these news stories and more. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced another round of targeted crude oil tank, car, and rail inspections March 17th. These inspections found 93 defects, including 7 critical safety problems that required immediate corrective action, and 2 hazardous materials violations. Cuomo's inspections are a response to a series of oil train accidents across the U.S. and Canada, as shipments of crude oil have increased in recent years. Quote, "Our administration is continuing to hold crude oil transporters to the highest standard of safety, and this latest round of inspections shows that our efforts are making a significant difference when it comes to protecting New Yorkers," Cuomo said in a statement. The importance of these inspections is underscored both by the recent rash of derailments and explosions involving crude oil trains in other states, as well as the current lack of tough regulations, which only Washington has the authority to impose. In the meantime, we will continue to remain vigilant and work with all partners to make sure that crude oil is transported safely across the state, unquote. Locally, oil trains run daily on the west side of the Hudson River, with many sitting at a yard in Albany between I-787 and the river. You can read the full press release at newsroom.wgxc.org. And John W. Barry in the Poughkeepsie Journal reports that an 86-car CSX freight train derailed south of Beacon March 14th. There were no injuries and no fuel spills, but there were delays with passenger service on Metro North March 15th. The Federal Railroad Association, Metro North Railroad, and CSX are investigating the accident. CSX freight trains and Metro North passenger trains use the same Hudson Line tracks on the east side of the Hudson River. The train was carrying construction debris. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. You can find these news stories, weather, town meetings, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org.